perhaps the music that introduced half an hour's compulsive television for an awful lot of young people. And maybe a few not so young, back in the late 60s. The Monkees was the name of the group and the name of their program. But while that melody then goes on, the group certainly doesn't, for the four of them are now very separate entities, each pursuing his own career. Well, one of the four was on stage here last night, not the first time he's been in Northern Ireland. Michael Nesmith was appearing at Queen's University. Afterwards, he told Paul Clark how it felt to be back now.
I wasn't too conscious of it when I was here the first time. I was pretty much involved in the band trip and all, so I didn't really see too much. I just played in the club, and so I didn't really get the feeling for it, although I remember that there was some conflict here. Things that I remember.
Due to our troubles here over the last few years, it's been pretty hard trying to get big names to come over here and play. And you're one of the select few who have come back. But when you go over to England, what memories of Northern Ireland are you going to carry away this year?
Well, I generally don't carry memories because they make heavy excess baggage.
But if people ask you about your time here, what are you going to say?
Answering it right now, I can tell you that I had a very pleasant experience here so far, and there's clearly the sense of an immense struggle going on here. I am surprised to find that the people that I've talked to, which have only been a couple, aren't aware of the magnitude of it. And I'm not saying that the magnitude of the struggle is apparent to me from the outside, but rather that the magnitude of the struggle is apparent to me from being here and just the feeling in the air. It's very tense, very, very fearful, you know. But that's not something that should deter one from performing. As a matter of fact, it proves to me to be a place where one should perform.
Do you think music like you're playing tonight will help people?
Oh, I have, you know, I don't know. You know, I have no idea, but I hear what you're saying. You always hope that it will. You always hope that you leave with some better feelings, but everybody has some better feelings. But I think the enormity of the questions being considered here are far too big for one man and a guitar to play through.
What memories do you hold of those early years, Mr. Monkees?
Don't hold memories.
But because of the rise to fame of the Monkees, do you not find it a bit harder to establish an image of your own?
Well, I'm not trying to. That doesn't make any difference to me.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived near the middle by a farm. She touched me for a moment with a look that
now solo performer who was in Belfast last night, and oddly enough, I see from a cutting from one of the Sunday papers that two other former Monkees, Englishman Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz, have teamed up to form a new group, so they may not have heard the last of the Monkees just yet.